Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Let's go to Werribee, our News Limited reporter Leo Schlinks online. Morning, Leo.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. Things seem to have just eased off. They're obviously still disappointed, the Marmello team, but that thought of legal action seems to be diminishing.
Yeah, it seems to be. They're considering their options. I'm not sure what they are, to be exact, Andrew, but I guess they can pursue maybe costs in the process and whatever, but that now rests solely with them and Racing Victoria, potentially. No recourse to have the horse reinstated. So I think while they're moving on, they are still looking at it. But, yeah, you're right, it's calmed down.
Righto. What about the team there this morning? Obviously, horses that are running on Tuesday will have their last little spin arounds. What about the Caulfield Cup winner, Murder Glace?
Yeah, he worked over 1,600 metres, counted off, worked an even time, clicked up around the 800-metre mark, and came home in, I think, about just a touch over 24. Damien Lane described it as maintenance work, just what exactly he wanted to get from the horse today. Horse was nice and bright, has come through the Caulfield Cup well. He won't sit on him again until Tuesday, Andrew, but he said that was the type of work he expected. Has a couple of slight queries about the horse at 3,200, having never been there before, and the fact that his runs have never been so closely spaced. He said, they're the two big questions, but he said he's a simple, fast, high-quality stayer, and he's got every confidence he'll run the trip out.
Yeah, it's the one thing that he just seems to be slightly nervous about when we've spoken to him last week, that just that, does he have too much brilliance for 2 mile?
Yeah, and that's the question, but look, these Japanese horses, they are just so well-trained and so disciplined. And we know that Damien's going to ride in quietly in the Cup. And we saw what he did at Caulfield off at the run where, you know, he was 3 wide and he ran 8 metres further than any other horse in the Caulfield Cup and still won. You know, it's a phenomenal run. Any other year, he'd probably be a raging favourite. But it's just, there is that question mark and the camp acknowledges that.
What about a couple of others there, Chief Ironside and True Self, who I must say you own a few hairs of?
I do. Still sort of like coming to terms with the Geelong Cup, but yeah, just a you know, really nice little mare. And on the outside of the Melbourne Cup at the moment, you'd have to say it's doubtful now that with all the other horses having bettered out, and you know, we hope all those horses go to the race is fitting well, but she's got some really good options, Andrew, on the last day, ranging from the McKinnon to the Matriarch to the Queen Elizabeth. So if she'll accept for the Melbourne Cup and she misses out in a run, well, she would then become eligible for a bonus in the Queen Elizabeth. But she's one of the fittest horses down there, and Dave Casey took her out this morning, lap of the course proper, and then reverse on the synthetic. It's become a bit of a routine, and she's loving her work there. And the other horse that caught the eye, and David Minucia does this every Friday before the horses go to the races on a Saturday. He gives them a nice piece of work, and Chief Ironside, he whipped it up on the synthetic this morning. Coming off a last start win, he's going to be a big chance.
Okay, so he does that purposely, does he, 24 hours out?
Yeah, he loves to do it. It's not obviously long work, but it's just nice, sharp work. It cleaned up their wind, and it works for him. Every trainer down there, it's fascinating to watch. It's got a different kind of approach to things, and Aidens and Josephs did something different, but yeah, David likes to give him a nice sharp bit of work on the eve of their races. And Dan Satiri had the problem at the Cox Plate, obviously, and was scratched before that, but this horse, Chief Ironside, he's thrived since he's come to Australia.
Okay. All right, so there's the wash up from Werribee. Right over the weekend, we'll have it all covered. When news breaks, if any, Leo will be online with us. But, mate, we'll talk to you definitely on Monday. Punters post-mortem between 9 and 10 makes a bit of a different show on a Melbourne Cup Eve when we preview every horse, and we'll have a chat there as well on Monday. Thanks very much, Leo.
Thanks, Andrew.